It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I told you yesterday about how Alfonso Ribeiro is currently suing the video game makers of NBA 2K and Fortnite, saying that both games have characters who dance like his Carlton character from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Mm-hmm. But TMZ has uncovered a 2012 video in which Ribeiro admits that he didn't come up with the dance on his own.
I stole it from Courtney Cox and Eddie Murphy. It's a combo of all of that, a little bit of me mixed in.
Dance?
The Dancing in the Dark video.
Which
Bruce
one?
Springsteen. When he brought Courtney Cox up on stage, she did that dance. And then it was Eddie Murphy's White Man Dance in his Delirious video.
So now someone else is jumping in on this lawsuit. It's the Backpack Kid, who is now suing Fortnite as well for allegedly ripping off his signature dance.
It was really my mom and my management that did the lawsuit. I'm kind of just a kid having fun in life. I'm just letting the adults do all the busy work. I don't really know the law like that, so I can't really say if they're like taking advantage of me or anything like that. But like from a mom standpoint, like a manager standpoint, they think that they're taking advantage of me.
He went viral back in 2016 when he posted videos of himself on Instagram doing this dance, which is also called the floss. Mm-hmm. And Fortnite allows players who win part of the game to do the floss dance. So now he is in the process of copywriting that and says that they're ripping him off. He's suing 2K Sports, who also make NBA 2K, claiming they also stole the dance. And like you heard there, he says he's letting the grown-ups kind of handle the legal process. That makes me think it sounds like his mom was just like, oh, here's another opportunity for us
money,
to make
money. Money, 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 money. Money.
They need money.
Right. Sandra Bullock said she has an idea on how the Academy should handle their hosting problem after Kevin Hart dropped out.
I think they should randomly pull people out of the audience and make them cover a section. Don't even tell them it's happening. Just put up the teleprompter and go, it's your turn. You're an actor. Figure it out. Genius, don't you think?
Genius.
I just pulled that out of my butt. It should be a random selection.
Would you be part of it?
Sure, I'm not going this year, but if I were there, I would so do it.
William Shatner said that although the Me Too movement is great, he believes that it has become too extreme and likened it to the French Revolution. The 87-year-old actor said, I've got three daughters, ages 60, 57, and 54, and I'm glad that they have more opportunity. At the same time, the movement has become hysterical. The Star Trek legend also doubled down on his support of the Christmas classic song Baby It's Cold Outside after a station in Canada took it off the air due to controversy. He lives in Canada. He defended the song, saying he enjoyed riling people up by playing it, and the kick of getting somebody upset about something and playing with them verbally. He also admitted that he's had to rethink compliments to women after recently taking a 3-hour training course on sexual harassment in the workplace. He said it's all about what is harassment. He said on numerous occasions, I've said before, like, looking good, wow, what a great dress, great legs. But he says now I've had to change my behavior to quite a degree because it's a revolution. And Chrissy Teigen says she struggles to feed her picky toddler Luna. The Cravings cookbook author posted on Twitter a laminated menu of meals for Luna to choose from, like ham and cheese Lunchables and fish sticks. She tweeted, I made a restaurant for my 2.5-year-old. Truly, it is much fun. And on the day before, she had complained about her picky eating habits on Twitter. So she's hoping this little menu that she gets to flip through will help her start eating better.
I'm going to tell your mom about this in the Egyptian. So look for it for Christmas. You might get that.
I know. Why hasn't anyone ever made me this? I would have loved it and still would love it. Coming up in less than an hour, this star is crazy. Saving her ex-man's Christmas ham, if you will.
Okay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next, Liv the Web Girl. She's not afraid to tell you things that she doesn't get. This one, it involves some guy named Chris Kringle.